If you want to have a good path in life, work hard and be honest. And people in the field work hard. They just need someone to be there for them and to be honest with them, to let them know that they have rights. My name is Cynthia Castillo. I am a community organizer, and I work for the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, or Campaign for Migrant Worker Justice. I work with a lot of farm workers, chicken farms, pig farms, packing sheds, mostly the fields. The biggest contribution, I think, is worker rights on the job. There are many workers that get fired because they simply noticed that they're missing 1 or 2 hours on their check. And then they notice, hey, my boss is supposed to pay me the time that I'm riding in the bus to the field. Hey, my boss is supposed to pay me that time that the machine breaks down because it's not my fault. And the machine broke for an hour and you're making minimum wage, that's $7.25. When you think about it, $7.25, you can go and buy your kids some eggs and some milk with that. All of those hours that get stolen from you, they add up. The right to having water, the right to having a bathroom so you can have privacy in the fields. You know, and those are things that workers need to know. Well, my father was deported when I was 7 years old. And my mother had to stay back and take care of 6 kids. She used to work at a packing shed where she used to pack potatoes and sweet potatoes. And then on weekends, we would go to the blueberry fields, work as a picker. She would leave us in the van. There's no bathroom. Sometimes there's no water, nothing like that. My mother had to take water gallons frozen from the night before so that we had clean water to drink. The fields where Flock has really been around, been educating, people know now that it is their basic right to have a porta potty, to be able to wash their hands when they finish using the bathroom, to be able to go back and pick. Every time that a worker gets discriminated, every time that a worker is about to get fired and sent back to Mexico for no reason, and we're able to stop that, it makes you feel really good. I started working when I was 13. I didn't know nothing about laws and stuff. So I decided that I wanted to become a farm labor contractor. And there, you know, all of a sudden I see organizer Luis Ruiz. I started talking to him about the problems that we were going through in the fields. And I came to the office and they started telling me what they do. There was an image, and there still is. The image that I had in my mind was, we're going to teach. We're going to let all of our farm workers know that they have rights. Because you need the boss and the boss needs you. And what we need to learn is how to have that respect for each other. Because we need each other. And you do not know what this farm worker is going through sometimes. That if you have food on your table, it's because this farm worker picked it.